The standing stone cisternas were thought to have been built over 5,000 years ago, sometime between 3100 and 2900 BC, and is therefore considered one of the earliest henges in Britain. The standing stone cisternas are part of a World Heritage Site called the Heart of Neolithic Orkney, which also includes Mayshow, Scarborough Brae, the Ring of Brodgar, and other nearby sites. The stones of Stenness look very different today than they would have looked thousands of years ago when they were first built. Only four of the stones in the ring remain today, the tallest of which is 5.7 metres high. Originally, there were thought to be 12 tall standing stones laid out in an ellipse, which were surrounded by an estimated 2.3 metre deep and 4 metre long ditch. The ditch can no longer be seen. There is also a large stone hearth in the centre of the platform. Additionally, there are now two angular slabs close to the hearth, but it is not understood if they were part of the original henge. You can look at the 3D model to get an idea of what the stones currently look like and where the missing stones would have originally been placed. There is also an interesting sketch, which is thought to have been from 1818, which shows what the stones looked like then. There are many standing stones in Orkney and legends associated with them. Some legends talk of how the stones used to be giants, trolls, or witches, which were transformed to stone by the strong rays of the Orkney sun. One of the most popular legends concerns Hogmanay, which is New Year's Eve, where it is believed that some of the standing stones come to life and walk to a nearby body of water to drink and dip their heads in. Other traditions are more morbid, such as the belief that the central stone slab within the ring was most likely used as an altar where human sacrifices were made. This was considered by Sir Walter Scott, a Scottish novelist, poet, historian and biographer, who visited the Standing Stones of Stenness in August 1814. You can go back to the interactive map and explore the nearby stones, such as the Odin Stone and the Ring of Brodgar, which are also in Orkney, and to have a look at the legends associated with those.